Hello, my name is Chung Jung-moon. I am a postdoctoral research fellow at the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. My work has been funded by the T32 postdoctoral training grant from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. I'd like to provide you with a brief overview of our methodological review paper entitled Investigating Intra-Individual Pain Variability, Methods, Applications, Issues, and Directions, which has been published in Pain. When we think about chronic pain, we often think about pain experience that is stable and resistant to change. However, as demonstrated by numerous studies previously, pain experience is really dynamic rather than static. Among the many different pain assessment methods, probably the best way to understand people's dynamic pain experience is to use an intensive and repeated assessment of pain, such as daily diary and ecological momentary assessment. These methods can capture individuals' pain experience more in real-time and real-world settings. Thanks to the development of data collection technology, conducting these types of intensive longitudinal pain studies has become quite feasible and very popular. However, unfortunately, there is a lack of resources to guide researchers on how they can take advantage of this rich data to investigate the dynamic nature of pain experiences. Our present review provides a simple and straightforward introduction to a number of statistical methods that can help researchers to examine intra-individual variability of pain, which is how one's experience of pain fluctuates over time. Indeed, pain variability is considered to be an important factor in understanding pain processing and coping, as well as improving precision pain medicine. In our review, we provide an introduction to the four most frequently used intra-individual pain variability indices, including intra-individual standard deviation, also called ISD, autocorrelation, the mean square of successive difference, also called MSSD, and probability of acute change, also called PAC. We discuss how each of the variability indices capture different aspects of pain variation and also talk about the strengths and weaknesses of each measure. As long as you have a good understanding of basic statistical knowledge such as mean, standard deviation, and correlation, you will be able to follow along with most of the descriptions. We also introduce a recent development in dynamic structure equation modeling. Dynamic structure equation modeling, also called dynamic SEM, is a promising statistical approach that can help researchers effectively analyze dynamic pain experiences. Through dynamic SEM, researchers can estimate intra-individual standard deviation and autocorrelation quite easily. It has numerous advantages over the traditional multi-level modeling framework in estimating intra-individual pain variability. For instance, in using a latent variable framework, it can improve the reliability of intra-individual variability indices, as well as effectively handle the unequal time interval and missing data issues, which is discussed more in detail in our paper. Furthermore, the variability indices that are derived from the dynamic SEM framework can be included as either a predictor, a mediator, or an outcome in a model simultaneously with other individual difference variables. Having reviewed the pros and cons of each intra-individual variability index, we cautiously note the relative advantages of using both intra-individual standard deviation and autocorrelation derived from dynamic SEM. However, more studies are needed to determine which measure is the most reliable and informative one to use. In our paper, we provide an actual demonstration of a real-world example of the application of variability indices using daily diary data we previously collected. We also discuss future research directions, especially how pain variability can enhance our understanding of pain processing, coping, and adjustment, as well as chronic pain treatment response. Finally, we provide statistical software syntax for calculating the aforementioned intra-individual pain variability indices so that researchers can easily apply them in their research. I believe that we are in an exciting time where we can quite easily collect rich dynamic pain data, We really hope that investigating intra-individual variability of pain can provide you with a new perspective in understanding the complex mechanisms underlying pain coping and adjustment, as well as increasing efforts in precision pain medicine.